here asked me, we actually happened to have this discussion the other day, had something on my mind me just now. It's not to do with the Zimra, but by Heben Sahara Vim Moshe. The practice is, as you know, when we take it to Sefer Torah on Monday and Thursday, we say by Heben Sahara. So the headline on top of the Heben Sahara over here says, Kish Polskin Aron HaKodesh Omrim Zeh. When you open up the Aron Kodesh, you say by Heben Sahara. Kum Hashem Yehutzeh Vech. Directly below it is the Brit Shemei. Now, you're probably aware of the Brit Shemei has a very fascinating history. There are many communities that don't say Brit Shemei. There are communities I saw in America that say it, but not in Aramaic. They say it actually in English. The doctor not going to say it in English, and there are those that don't say it. Those that don't say it, what is the issue? So there are a number of different perspectives or positions on this matter. One is, they say in the name of Chafetz Chaim. I don't know if he said it or not. When they say his name, how would have his name said Chafetz Chaim? Can I say, genuinely, I know Abdel the Kutcher Berichel? I'm a servant of Hashem Yisbarach. This is the Chafetz Chaim. When I heard that many years ago, I was debating with myself, clearly I should stop saying it. If the Chafetz Chaim had a suffix whether he was the Abdel the Kutcher Berichel, then there's little to talk about regarding myself. There's a second issue. There are allegedly Christological references here. And this is a famous one. La alena shvachitzina. I don't rely on any human being. Bela al bar Elohim samichena. Translate. Nor do I rely on the Son of God. There's some Christological element. Really, it's not true. Who's bar Elohim referred to? Malachim. Malachim are called b'nei Elohim. I don't know that. Hazin chomish and precious. Vayiru b'nei Elohim is b'nozo adam kitabu seina. One of Rabbi Soloveitchik's favorite psukim. He went to town this pasuk, and a Rabban, and a Medrash, about beauty. What? I think it was said in my mother's. I feel as if it was said there. But the issue that Rabbi Yonah here raised is the following issue. And that is, when exactly, first of all, when you open up your Kodesh, just start from the beginning, since we're at it already. When you open up your Kodesh, the parochas should actually be open from right to left. In my shul, I'm very makbid about it. It should be open from right to left. And then you say, Vahibit Zohar Aron, and then Brich Shemei, which is the best of Zohar in Parshas Vayakel. The Zohar says that when the Tzibur takes out the Sefer Torah to read, the Shavi Shamayim Niftochim, the heavenly gates.
Like that.
Correct. Thank you.
That's the gates
I open, and that's Ma'orer, the Abba upstairs when you say Brit Shemei. However, it's not clear the following issue. What's not clear at all is whether Brit Shemei is said after they took out the Sefer Torah or no. The Sefer Torah is still in the Aron Kodesh, which is open. And then, in the course of the Sefer Torah being in the Aron Kodesh, that's when you say Brit Shemei. Now, it seems there are many rayas that once you take out the Sefer Torah before, one says, Brit Shemei. Many rayas to this, because the reason why we say this is apparently in order to be metaken all kinds of chatoyim chamurim, all kinds of terrible sins, and therefore it makes sense that one should do this when one should, in effect, as I said, take out the Sefer Torah before. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva before Hashem. Take out the Sefer Torah before Brit Shemei. And also, the Lashon HaZohar seems to be mashma that as well. I have yet to see any shul that does this. I've been poking around for the last several decades. I'm familiar with the tshuva of Moshe. It's a chelet dalav
arachai. Is your shul?
I'm sorry to say that they follow the masses.
Does that mean give it to the Chazan, or just the guy?
No, take it out. Obviously. I don't know. Again, that I can't answer what it means giving it to the Chazan, but it means take out the Sefer Torah. But Moshe is very clear in the Tshuva. It's also much from the Zohar like that. Before you say Brit Shemei. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard that many we're knowing like that. Someone talking about Yashiv also had this minhag, like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe followed by the many tshuvas of Rav Moshe and his Yadua. And here's a tshuva of Rav Moshe, very clear tshuva. Okay, I don't think there's such a big nafka mina. The Mishnah Berurah actually in Kuflam and David, in the second chedek, the Mishnah Berurah, I have it here actually, but I'm just. Mishnah Berurah in Sivan Kuflam and David actually, he says you can still say Bir Shemay till you open up the Sefer Torah to read it. But it seems to me that let's say someone's in the middle of Tachanun and they're saying Bir Shemay, or you're in the middle of Urachim. You're going to be massive to say a passage in the Zohar that many people in Nepal don't say. I think the German communities don't say it. Am I right? Anyone know about the... We have to call Rabbi Goldschmidt. And he asked them what the Yekis do or don't do. I'm fairly certain they do not say Bir Shemay. Okay, anyway, that's a discussion here regarding regarding Bir Shemay. Okay, I want to go back to the some elements of Sugat HaZimra that I did not mention last time, and I want to... if you don't mind, people ask me about, I think I told you this, but I will say it again. Is the Mishnah Berurah, at the beginning of Sittin Nun Aleph, Mishnah Berurah is very clear. Mishnah Berurah says, and someone showed me here that many people learn the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Hashem, and there's a beautiful translation, the Art Scroll, I'm telling you, they did wonders. Yeah, they bring down the Pesachim of Moshe Feinstein, and who else? They bring other Pesachim also. Mishnah Berurah's Pesachim as well, and the kids had several volumes, they showed me a number of volumes. And they did a beautiful job of translation. Anyway, they say that you're supposed to hold on to two tzitzios, b'shas amiras baruch shomar, and after when you finish, at the end, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to kiss them. And that's what most, I think, rov ha'olam is doing. One second. I'm coming to in one second. Lefi adius daiti, and I would like to first point out that many do not kiss their tzitzis. I do not have the practice of kissing my tzitzis. What's the issue? I'll tell you what the issue is. Mishnah Berurah Paskins over there in Siman Nun Aleph. You probably don't believe me, so I have to take it out and show it to you. Because if people think that this is like Halacha Moshe Sinai, I get a kick out of all these things. Really fascinating. When you start investigating things, you always discover... in Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Nun Aleph, that's where it's found. These are the dinim of tefillah from Baruch Shama all the way to Yishtabach. So the Mishnah Berurah actually points out here the following. He says over here in Sivkot and Dalim. First, he tells you that Pesukah Dezimra is a Shevach, and then he tells you the following. Yeralah b'masik between Baruch Shama. Baruch Shama is the opening bracha from Pesukah Dezimra. We already discussed that, if you recall. Where's the closing bracha? Shtabach. But Baruch Shem is the opening bracha. So now the Mishnah Berurah tells you, you're not going to be mafsik between where it went, between the beginning of between Baruch Shem and the beginning of Sugat HaZimra. Akedikach, says Mishnah Berurah, Imsach Dvar Metelim, if you speak Dvar Metelim, Ben Baruch Shem and the Hodu, are you listening, Sammy? Between Baruch Shem and Hodu, Ashkenazim, of course, they'll say Hodu when? After Baruch Shama. What do the Sfaradim do? They say Hodu?
Before.
But that's another discussion, which is not for right now. Anyway, because then I have to go into the whole Sfaradim liturgy, which I'm not, at this point, want to do. Shabru says, M'soch Dvar Metelim B'Baruch Shama L'Hodu. If you speak Dvar Metelim between Baruch Shama and Hodu, so Shabru writes over here very clearly, Efshar, the Tzarech Lavzer, or Levarech. You have to once again make Baruch Shama say it over again. Why? B'Shem Hefsek. That's called a Hefsek. Even one word is considered to be a hefsek between Baruch Shomer and Hodu. So if that's the case, it seems pasha to me that you should hold on to the tzitzis. I have no problem with that. Kissing the tzitzis is a hefsek. Because Shomati Ibrahim Bosa. Absolutely did not kiss the tzitzis, nor did many other Gdoli as well, because I think they were concerned that, and you take a look, Befeirush of the Ocha Shulchan, Baruch Hashem, Shematzati Etzeh, do not kiss your tzitzis. Hold on to them. By the way, which ones do I hold on to? The front two. I hold on, I got to do my Kriya Shema, I also hold on to the front two. And do not kiss them. Now, I cannot tell you what to do. I really have difficulty, because people say to me, especially in my shul, they always tell me, you have just made a statement that runs counter to what I've done my whole life. So I can react in one of two ways. You know me a little bit, know how I react. There are two reactions. One is, I'm sorry. The other reaction is, so what? So what? You've been knowing this your entire life. If it's not correct, it's not correct. There's a third reaction I won't discuss, because it's a little bit, shall we say, a little bit on the strong side. But I'll tell you honestly, the real Gaon, and this is exactly what I understood, that the Gaon held, there's a Masera, the name of the Gaon. That's why I don't now, I said it a moment ago about the Rav, I don't recall, it could be the Rav did not even hold on to his tzitzis. I suspect that's what the Rav did. Namely, did not hold on to his tzitzis in Baal Shammah. So someone, when I mentioned this, I'll finish the Gaon first, didn't hold on to his tzitzis. Why? Matter of fact, I understood that this may very well be a meaning of many Gdol Yisrael. They don't hold on to Chalal. That's an Aser of the Vilna Gaon. Why? Shiloh Hefzer. Holding on to the tzitzis. So I think the Rav did not hold on to the tzitzis. B'shas. Now, someone told me, but Rabbi, it says here in my Siddur, with the Baruch Shomar, Torah lechol tzitzios for the Nashka. Here. Yikach b'yodo shnei tzitzios for the Fana, b'yoma n'umad, b'kabana, and then at the end, menashka. You can imagine what my reaction to that was. The Rav, in a sharper version than I could do, said, most people who printed Siddurim were Ami Aris the Isa the Abba. So they put all kinds of things in there. Okay, I know that the Kitzur Shmonar says that he's supposed to kiss the tzitzis. The Seder, I'm not saying that he does not say it. I know that 98% of Klal Yisrael kisses their tzitzis, holds on to their tzitzis and kisses their tzitzis. I'm just telling you the issue of Hefsek. That's raised by the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, he doesn't mention Nishikas HaTzitzis, but the Rosh Hashulchan does. Yes.
What's the point of holding on?
Why do we hold on to our tzitzis about Shamar? You're asking, which is, I think, an excellent, excellent question. So now the answer is, Baruch Shamar is a very kadosh prayer. I'm not taking away from it. It says that Baruch Shamar, you know how it was enacted? Pisco nafal min Shemaya. A petek came falling down from heaven and told us to say Baruch Shamar. I have no comment. Most people hold on to their tzitzis and kiss them about Shabbat. But there's Masar in the end of the Gaon. I think the Rav held like that Masar. Perhaps I didn't look carefully enough. He didn't keep his tzitzis after a while. He kept them on the loops of his belt. So I didn't look carefully enough. I don't remember, honestly. I saw the Rav daven many, many times. I davened in Boston with him. And I recall what the Rasalesi actually did. I don't know, I should have stalked him more. Yeah. In general, I hold, these people ask me many times. There's a gentleman here, sometimes he says Kaddish here. A number of years ago, I started up with a gentleman, and then Rav David Miller begged me to have Ashtigal Achmonis. He says V'yasmat V'kodeh, he says a few other things. Shezlava, you know, all the additional. And I went up to the fellow and said, "You're running a lot of the Haisa, let's get it." He did not agree with me, clearly. Quoted Rav Avadya, very Rav Avadya is very nice. But he's not a Svadi base, this Ashkenazi base. And he would call Rav Chaim Voloshin and such good Apolsky, who says, "Let's get it." So you're good, let's get it. So I told him to cease and desist from singing. He got pretty upset with me, and he went to speak to the Rosh HaKelo. Rosh HaKelo begged me that I said, "Shalom bin Raimo." Yes, Shalom. I said, "I'm a very peaceful person." That's not the issue. The issue is, let's just get it. Allow the Isa. Now, everyone agrees that's allowed the Isa. Svadim don't agree. They hold whatever they daven, they're kobeya. That's how they hold. And I think that's not the halacha.
Rashmur doesn't. Whenever Shmuel says Kaddish,
he does not. Guess who spoke with him? Anyway, I saw the rabbi speaking with him, and I was actually carefully observing. So we had that discussion. That we means I was present when the rabbi spoke with him. Anyway, so but I'm just saying that since you started with the holder already, let me just say something about that too. Let me just finish the holder piece. This Nusach Ashkenaz, you know, they say Hodu, that if the Baal Shammah. Why? Because you want the bracha also to go on this mizmor. I think I told you last time, that all the mizmorim come from where? David HaMelech, with the exception of? No? With the exception of? Hodu comes from where? David HaMelech. Totally and completely. Dibayomim. Hodu is David HaMelech. There's only one thing that's not David HaMelech, and that is? Oz Yashir. Do you recall when we discussed this maybe a week or two ago? I pointed out that Asoresi once, in my mind, I saw he decided to take the Oz Yashir and place it after Yishtabach. I almost had blue three gaskets. And then I approached him gingerly, and then he opened the Barama, showed me the Magar of Barama, the Svila, and the such a thing. And the reason they're upset, because they said, of Shuri David Abdecha, Nalach Hashem Elokeinu, we don't want to say Dov Shkarim, we don't want to say Sheker. Correct? So we said we're going to praise Hashem using the Shir of David HaMelech. It's not Shir of David HaMelech, it's the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what they moved it after. But let's talk about the Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Since I mentioned already, why should we talk about it? So Ashkenazim say it went right after Baruch Shomer. Why the Baruch should go on this Mizmor as well? How with Nusos Fag, they say Hodu before Baruch Shomer. And this is mentioned by Rishonim. Why? They want to connect Hodu with what? With the Karbonos. Why? Because Tamar Shel Shachar, Maseches Tamid, who told me about Maseches Tamid here? Someone today.
Right.
In Maseches Tamid, it points out when they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, what did they say? From Hodu Hashem, they used to say these psukim, Til Uvivei Al Tareyu. And by Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, they used to say, from Shir Al Hashem Kol Haaretz till V'Hal Al Hashem. And therefore, one should not be mafsi between the Parsha Tamid and the Amir Asodu. And that's why, since we have all the Kabbalahs that I mentioned before, and you want to connect the Kabbalahs to Hodu, and there's also another element that's also found over here, there's a carbon that happens to be found. You asked this question. Who asked the question? Last time you asked it.
No, I don't know.
Someone asked the question, what is carbon, what is Mizmah Lasoda doing here in the middle of, you asked it, okay, Jason, in the middle of Sukkot Dezimra. So I said, because here we're not really focused so much on the aspect of the carbon, that is more on the aspect of Shira. Mizmah Lasoda is the Shira Takos Baruch and the whole Sukkot Zimra, Shira Takodesh Baruch, and that's why Mizmah Lasoda has its place here. But we have a fundamental machlokes. By the way, the briskers are very mafri, take the time to say karbonos as well. Have you ever noticed in the siddur that before mincha you have here a page that begins by Yidabri Hashem Moshe Lein Vasisik Yen Nechoshes. That's a din according to our Salvechik, a din d'oraisa. No, it's not quoted by the Torah or the Mechaber. And that's why I, at different points in my life, there were points I actually said it. Today, ain't this man. If I had Zman, trust me, I would do it. I would say, when I dive in elsewhere and have more time to come a bit earlier, I do say the Pashto Kabbalos of the Karpin Tomin, also Peter Makteris. I know to say the Mincha time as well, but the Torah Mechaber don't mention it. Who just said this? What was that? Of course, it's brought up by Posky. What, are you joking? The briskers are so didactic in everything they do. I don't have to tell you that. I'm talking to the wrong person. The other people here don't fully understand it. I mean, someone asked me, a Sephardi fellow asked me, if he forgot to say Hodu, he doubts it's a Sephardi. We got to say Hodu for Baruch Shama. Did he say it after Baruch Shama? The answer, of course, is yes. He can. Now, just again, I pointed out to you, here, the Mizmah Lasoda, that we say, Ashir al Hashem, Ki Gomal Eloi, that's a Bircha Soda. It's comparable to the Bracha of Goyim HaChasadim Temli Amo Yisrael, that particular Shir. We say Hashem Yisbrach, we thank you for all the Nisim that occurred to us, correct? Because there's no, the Gemara says, Ein L'chol Yom Shem Bo Nes. There's not a day without a Nes. It's a fundamental principle that one should be cognizant of. There's no question about it. Look at your lives. Look at, I have the only one, as I said, one thing over you, it's called age. Age before beauty, age before wisdom. But whatever the case is, you have all the beauty and all the wisdom. But in age, you see that every day, literally. Even though the Gemara says, La b'chol yemi misrach eshnisa, the Gemara quoted last night, Azayin and Bezim Megillah regarding the drunken episode that the Gemara speaks about. But that's a different type of halacha. Ain't so for our days. But the nisim occur every day. There's no question about it. Rabbi Shuta. So I just mentioned this machlokas between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Okay, I wanted to also, since I started already, I spoke a little bit about Ashrei. Gemara Brothers. And Davdala Ben Beis. What does the Gemara say? They're two yourselves in the Gemara. Whether the Talmud Tilu Ladavi Gimel Pavim or Kalim Tilu Ladavi Chayim, Muftah Lo Shu Ben. Oh, that's not your, Megillah is yours. Sorry. Rashi said there are two great aspects of Asherim. Rashi with the Dalam is. One is Asher is written in the Alephase. You're familiar with that. Secondly, there's another element here in Asher which is very fundamental. Then who sustains the entire Bria? Poseach Eser Decha. That has to be said. There's a Rosh Hashiva here in this Hashiva. I hear him sometimes. Says it out loud. Every word in that pasuk. That's what his Rabbein used to do. I noticed that his Rabbein used to do that. That's to follow Rosh Hashiva around. So anyway, so I noticed his Rabbein would say in that pasuk out loud every word. That's what I think he should do. Mashal Mishavur like that also. Mishavur even quotes here at Tzikon Tezayin. If you don't do so, the Kabbalah, guess what? I'll say it again. Klom Mishavur. I don't know what does that mean? Do you have to have a general Kabbalah that Hashem is Zon or Mefanis Hakol, or you have to have a very, as I said, specific Kabbalah of every single word? Because if you know the Dinah Shmoneh Esrei, what does Rav Chaim say? First Rav Chaim, Dinah Shmoneh Esrei. Tzvei Dinim Kabbalah, what does he say?
First,
you must know the first Rav Chaim. What does he say the first Rav Chaim?
Kabbalah for understanding Hashem's incarnate.
And? Correct. So you have to have Kabbalah Omid Tzeh HaMelech and also the Kabbalah for Pir Shamil. So in the first bracha, no question about it. The rest of it, the Kabbalah Omid Tzeh HaMelech is Ma'akim. So here also the question is, what does this mean? Posech HaSelechem Masbiyah L'chol Chai Ratzom. Please translate, Yonah, that last word. Posech HaSelechem, referring to L'chur Hashem, opens up his hands, U'masbiyah sustains L'chol Chai. We should really have stopped there. What's Ratzom? What does that mean?
Think.
1 second. Think for a moment, if you don't mind. Does it go on our Ratzon or the Ratzon of Hashem is Baruch? Whose Ratzon is that going on? My father Shom was very troubled by that, because, and rightfully so, because it should have ended Paseh HaSed Decha, Jimmy, who must be on the Chol Chai. Isn't that sufficient? The Gemara says, Nabim Sotim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zan, Yikarni Reimin, Mabet Sekinim. He's Zan the entire world, from the wildest and most massive beasts, correct, to the little lice. But you hear the problem? The word Ratzon is dangling into one or two directions. Either Yonah refers to what? Who's Ratzon? Our Ratzon? Posech HaSedecha, that's what Hashem does. Umazbiya L'chol Chai, Ratzon means L'fi Ratzon Shel Adam, according to his Ratzon. Or, the second pshat is, Posech HaSedecha, Umazbiya L'chol Chai, Ratzon L'fi Ratzon Shel Adam, Ratzon Ratzon L'Ola Heitiv. He wants to do, shall we say, well by us. He wants to, shall we say, vouchsafe cornucopia plenty to us. But it goes on the Ratzon of Hashem. Not so posh. Whose Ratzon it is? Good. Yeah, they say a nice Lasha. I like the Lashas, as you know. That's what I do most of the time. Anyway, many people also do the following. They, Poseach and Siodach HaSfardim do this. They open up their hands and they basically say to Hashem, it's an expression of showing how much I'm dependent on Hashem Yisbarach. I grew up with literature Rabbanim, which is not always the best thing. They were sharp like anything, like knives, and mind like knives. And they were just very, very sharp tongued and sharp witted types. So I'm once in a shul, I won't say anything in person. I'm an other Gaon, a literature Gaon, very well known. I was a young man, very young man, and there's Ing Shal Shiras and Shabbos, and the so it's found him also not just in Asher but also in the Berachas HaMazon. They say at the end there, so this Mishnah Gadol took some salt and poured it into his hands. Since he opened up his hands, he poured salt into his hands. Okay, I don't think that was a correct thing to do, but Mishnah Gadol, what can I say? Yeah.
Ketzer says for
Ashra,
though.
For what?
For Ashra.
When you say
it
for Sabbath, yeah. Open up your hands.
Yeah.
Was he quoting anyone's name? Who's quoting?
Yeah.
You don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Is the same logic that we said by Rosh Hashanah applied by Shema? Also about the tzitzis?
Yes. Of course. Pasha. Shema has a din d'oraisa. More reason not to be mafsik. Trust me. I do hold on to my tzitzis by the Shema.
First,
I hold on to the first, the ones in front of me, and put it between the Agudel. No. Which one is this? Okay. forgot the name of this, Zeres, and this one. And then I hold it, but I don't touch it.
Were they already on the Rishon and the switch to holding like this?
For what?
No,
yes. When I get to Vayomer, that's when I actually hold it with one hand and I switch it to correct. That's what I do.
Just the front, too? So
yeah, just the front. You only use the front. By the way, it's interesting. Someone asked me, the Rav Moshe has a truth about this also. Just Derech Hagah now, reminding myself that, let's say a person doesn't remember what he had Kavanah per se, Derech people. Now they got away to the end of what he called. They always said the Mizmorim. And so what should he do? He had no time to go back. Shavuot says you have to go back. So the answer is, Moshe Feinstein says, according to Shavuot,
anyway, doesn't that say that no one ever, no one nowadays, no one has come on anyway, so you should.
That's true.
So you should have it.
Shavuot takes that tack to say that. I'm still right. Moshe Feinstein says, you can say it right before you start. You have to finish all the Mizmarim, so then you'll say the Pasuk. I wanted to mention that I think I discussed this already last time, if I'm not mistaken. I don't recall now. I don't remember exactly. I told you last time, I did say this, has a din of Hallel. I think I mentioned this. The Gemara has a stira, and the Gemara's biyasha the stira by saying that this Hallel could be said every day and should be said every day. Mashiach came the Hallel of Hallel Mitzvah. You say Anyam to, that's only said Anyam. The reason is because Hallel Mitzvah is all supernatural. That's Hashem for metaphysical, supernatural, or miracles. We have no right to ask that. That is an act of Tehillah Megillah. Let's go blasphemy. Here we're asking, as you described today, who said it before? Teva. We're talking about the previous year. Okay. Talking about Teva. Right? We're talking about science, and we're talking about. And therefore, the halachah is the Mishnah says Megillah, Hakar Hallel Mafreh Lo Yotza. You can't be Hallel Mafreh. There's a Seder in Hallel. The Rav said it once all year. The Seder Hallel, wow, one of his bombshell shiurim. It would seem that the same thing should apply over here, that Sukkot the Zimmer should be said, Ala Seder. And I heard the name of Dr. Kamenetsky, that's all you say, so Ala Seder, Lo Yotza. Some people, they do the following. They come late, so they start saying it earlier, but they don't want to stay, Baruch Shabbos, they say that the Hodu is in parts in the middle, and they come in and say, Baruch Shabbos, they just turn the whole thing into a jigsaw puzzle. Now, Yaakov has that case. But the Din of Hallel, it's written with the Seder, and Hallel, my friend, Lo Yotza. The Mishnah calls many psukim to indicate that. I think I also mentioned regarding my Baruch Dabba, the Ramadi and Nun Aleph. We spoke about this last time, remember? You stand up for. Right. That's what Abba Kavetsky suggested. That is not what the Ramad said. The Ramad says, Venagul Labo, Shom Baruch Shama, Baruch Dabba, Mishnah. The meaning is to stand up and say Baruch Dabba. The Mishnah Berurah says actually this is only till you get to Atov Hashem Elokim Hashem Bechat V'Yavra. As he says to Rashi Tevis, Atov Hashem Elokim Rashi Tevis Aleph Hey Yud Hey Eke. Wow. I don't know that those who followed Minhag Yagra necessarily stood up for a Baruch Tov. Despite Adak Kamenetsky's Kiddush with Stalka. Despite what the Ramon says, the Minhag HaGra, I think, is not true, if I'm not mistaken. And one more thing I want to mention, because the Shavuot quotes here in Sukkot Yizayin, he mentions regarding Oz Yashir, the Zohar. You should say Oz Yashir, the Simcha. I know people who sing the Oz Yashir. I actually would do it here in Yeshiva, but I'm a little bit weary. I've discovered, once I did it, and then I found myself, after I was finished, he was holding Mashman Esrei. So I decided to no longer sing the Oz Yashir over here. Mr. Rubin says, it says you should say the Shiras Hayam B'Simcha, and you should view Keilu at that day you are over the Yam, and if you do it B'Simcha, Mochel Ba'akol Avalosa, Hashem will grant you Mechila for all your sins. That's what Mr. Rubin says. So it seems that should be said as well by Amida. I know that many Dolis of Yashir and others used to stand from Baruch David until the after Baruch Hu. But the way you look at the Shochanar, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say to stand, and then what I mentioned, the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon writes a Maaser Rav. You know Maaser Rav and Vilna Gaon? There's a Siddur HaGrah. In the back of the Siddur HaGrah, there's Maaser Rav. Maaser Rav are all the antagonists of the Vilna Gaon. Okay, you'll say, how do I know it's authentic, legitimate, because everyone has different hadhogas in the name of the Vilna Gaon, but this is Maisa Rab. It's written by a panel, but Gaon's Talmidim, let me just finish this. The Gaon writes in the hadhogas of Maisa Rab, there's no chiyuv to stand. Bechlav, Pesuk de Zimra, even five hours of it. Okay, go ahead.
Why are we knowing to stand during Mizrach Torah?
I'm sorry? How do we know what?
Why we know it? Why is it enough to stand during Mizrach Torah?
I told you because the Gemara says, Yavo Bala Korban Biyamal Korban. Once you bring the Korban, you have to stand when you bring the Korban. Yeah?
On this Pesuk de Zimra every day, the halal of Teva, the one we say on Yashir.
Why do we?
Why do we say on Yashir every day? That's about.
Why do we say it?
Yeah.
You're suggesting not to say it.
I mean,
well, clearly, that's why the Rambam moved it to after Ishtabach. The Rambam quotes such an opinion, that he moved Oz Yashul after Ishtabach because of the reason that you just stated. Also, as you thought, there's another reason, because it's only Shir Yudav Abdecha, and not Shir Moshe Rabbeinu, written by others, but what you're suggesting is a valid suggestion, and perhaps that's also a reason. Let me just mention one other thing, since I have it already. Many people ask me this question. They want to know, when does Yaz Yashul end? So generally, usually you bring a Pashir Raya. Yonah, you would bring this Raya, I'm sure. There's a Pashir that we say twice in the Oz Yashir. Which one is that? Excellent. Generally, when we say something twice, that's a sign that what? It's the end. Fini. End. Is that what they do in the movies? Fini. End. Maybe I haven't seen enough movies. It's like I haven't seen any movies. But whatever the case is, someone once, I was at someone's house, they were watching a movie. At the end, and Fini. Okay, I'm an Amoritz. Hashem Yimloch Elam Boaz. Give me another example of something that shows you the end of Sefer Tehillim. How do we end Sefer Tehillim? Call on the Shomo twice. Why is it twice? That's the end of Sefer Tehillim. In general, that's how we demonstrate something is over by saying it twice. My Rebbe, Rabbi Yochum Gelag, that's how Talmud B'Sgurah, he had a different pshat. He told me once that why do we say call on the Shomo twice? He says, even on the Shabbat, I'm on the Shabbat. Sometimes a person is Shabbat, so dead to the world, even that the Shabbat means the Shabbat. That's what I say to us. Yes, I didn't want you, can you just say, I didn't say what I want to say. And that is Hashem Yimloch Elam Boaz. You're right, we say it twice. It's the end of the Shira. Now, we also say the Targum. What's the Targum of that? Hashem Ahusei Koin, Lo Olam, Lo Mil Maya. Correct? And we also say, Kivo, Suz Paro. Correct? That's also found in Mikar Shira. However, the Goyim did say it. Did not say, Kivo, Suz Paro, Brichbo, Pasha, Bayom. Why? First of all, it's not quoted by the Torah, by the Abadrom, by the Kolbo. But the very fact that we say, Hashem, Nimloch, Elam, Boed, and Fini, it's over. I think Russell always just skipped it. He didn't say it. You follow the girl? I'm not going to go. I do not do so. I'll be honest with you. I'm frightened to follow all the Minhagei Agra that I'm familiar with. Because I then introduce it to a certain shul where I know the rav. And that becomes a very problematic thing. Not that everyone there fully understands. A balabas in the shul told me that after a number of years of being the rabbi and seeing what goes on over here, said, this shul has no regular mechogim like everybody else. They do all kinds of strange things. I say, you should speak to the rav. Speak to the rav. I don't know what to tell you. So I spoke to him many times. I told him. And we more or less came to some sort of agreement. I also had difficulty with other things the rabbi did, but that's what happened over the course of time. Yes, what do you want to say? I'm sorry.
Well, the reason why we say Mizrach Torah is not because of the Quran, because we said we say not before. It's part of the Jason. It's part of the Zimra. So why do we stand? It's not really about the Kabbalah.
What you're asking regarding?
The fact of Israel told him to stand up.
Oh,
that's not.
And the Chanami. So many. The Gaon did not stand up for that. The Gaon did not stand. By the way, there's something else here too. In parentheses, it's small print. The Rav said. Why did he publish this in large print and this in small print? He declared this is less important than the large print is important, and the small print is not important stuff. Yeah, no, Ratzis is bad. But there's at the end here, I know people who say this, because they say everything that's in the Siddur. After, why Hashem Levan HaKol Aretz, U'v'saros L'kassu Leim, Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echa. What's this for? Ma Kesher? People do it. What? People have the mind to be yes and mitzvah Kriya Shema. What's the Vilna Gaon? They're not saying not even a Havamina. I don't say it. You know what I'm talking about? The TV has it there. Rabbi Nevin Solomon Omer said it. At the end of Vaz Yashim, take a look. At the end of Vaz Yashim, after Bayam Ami Yashem Echad Shema Echad, you have it? Take a look.
He goes to the
Oscar has it?
I think so.
In parentheses, or they have it in
parentheses.
Parentheses. You see that? Shemuel? They don't have it. Okay. Pashav Shadda Shemuel said. Now, here we are on Shabbos, since we're at this, as we discussed this too. On Shabbos, the practice is to say before Yishtabach, we say several other things, namely Nishmas. What's that called by the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yudches? Birchas Hashir. Gemara calls it Birchas Hashir. What does it have in there? Very beautiful tefillah. Correct? It has Nisim and Tzias Mitzvayim. And the person should be tremendous simcha when the person says this Nishmas. So I want to point out to you that this tefillah is a very chashuv tefillah. The Gedol Yisrael who stood up for this tefillah, even though I think the minhag of many is not to stand up for this tefillah.
He stands up
for Nishmas. Many have the practice actually. Correct. Many have the practice of standing up for Shas. They say this tefillah, and they say over from the Cheskel Abramsky. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky was a dayan in London and came to Eretz Yisrael, a great Kol Batora, and he once actually stayed in a hotel next door to the Chavetz Chaim's room. And in the middle of the night, he heard, it's on Shabbos, he heard the Chavetz Chaim, middle of the night, apparently, or towards the morning, he heard him say Nishmas with such yishtabchus hanefesh, with such overflowing of the soul, he was with such mesikus. Overheard the Chavetz Chaim, was next door. And you know, as Rashi says, the walls have ears, Rashi and Brachas, Aznayim Vakaisel. And therefore, he overheard him say the with unbelievable Hishtabchus HaNefesh, unbelievable Mesikus. And the truth of the matter is, the Mishabru actually here points out that, and this, I don't know if I did mention this, when the Gemara says Birchas Hashir, so it's, when I was growing up as a kid, when did the Chazan, Rabbi Neona, when did the Chazan appear on Shabbos morning? I think came out by all of us. When does the Chazan appear? Shimi, Shavuot, Nad, Maram, Bekanam, Shemal. Something along those lines. Is that the quick rendition? When I grew up, you know, the Chazan began Nishmas. Why? Because Nishmas is the beginning of the entire. I think that's how Salvech was like. Also, the Chazan comes along for Nishmas. Somehow over the years, something happened. Exactly. No, I guess there's no tune for Nishmas. That's probably why. And therefore, now we do it for what? Shechid Abba, because of Shema?
I have a tune.
There is a tune?
Shema,
Kocha.
The same tune. Oh, same with that's good. Right, so why don't we start with Nishmas? That's what you should do. Push it. It's a chelag of Birchaz Yishtabach. It's mashma from the Gemara Pesachim. Mashma from Mishonim. It's Birchaz Hashir. Are you not aware of that? Adam Shurad, B'mamin Rabbeinu. That's time of Mizmor. It's a dosuch of Birchaz Yishtabach. But why don't you say Nishmas? So what in heaven's name is do people not do so? I don't understand. So again, you'll ask, well, what about the shul that you daven? I already came out, not entirely, but I can't. The rabbi told me he can't introduce everything. He just can't. Not possible. There are many other things that the rabbi has in his mind. I discuss it with him many times. He discusses it with me, actually. So I think most people stand for Yishtabach. Why? Yonah. Mishnah Berurah says this in Siman Gimel. He mentions that people stand for Yishtabach. Even Yechidus, Mishnah Berurah writes, that people stand for Yishtabach. Even B'yochid, they stand. I think Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky also writes. He has a beautiful sefer by Mashkiach, Adogol, Shalonu, Moreinu Rabbeinu. A beautiful Basque. He has a sefer called Archas Yosher of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ever saw that sefer? It is Masek Bavash Vinoy Fesufit. You should read it tonight. I wouldn't waste any time. I don't know about the whole sefer, but Yonah, you read these Svarim, so start reading. Archas Yosher, he goes to different midos. Anyway, he brings over there in the Archas Yosher, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that Yesh Lamo, that brings Yishtama. But why? Shmuel, that's be a reason. For our madness. So then you say it's the end of Sukkot Zimra. Beginning of Sukkot Zimra, you stand up. End of Sukkot Zimra, you stand up. Someone asked me, the end of Yashir, the Shir Tziva started Baruch Hu. Shir Tziva started Yotzer Or, and he started Yotzer Or, you've got to say Yishtabach. What should he do? He was Mavsid, the Baruch of Yishtabach. So, is it a hefsek in the middle of Bechaz Kriya Shema, which starts with the bracha of Yotzer Or Yechoshir, to go and introduce now Yishtabach? Are you allowed to be Mavsid in the middle of Bechaz Kriya Shema? Let's say, I hear thunder, I hear lightning. No, which one do you hear? Thunder you hear, lightning you see. I hear thunder, and I see lightning. What's the halacha? So there's a din of shalom aruch about this. If it's a bracha iveres, you're allowed to be masik ben aprokim. Ben aprokim and kriya shema, you can actually say the bracha on shekachet brasa mother elam. But there's a tzad to say that since you already said another bracha, namely yotzerah baruch hoshech, the yishtabach is no longer absolutely the zimra. Isn't that, you started brachas kriya shema. How would heaven then you go back to yishtabach? Doesn't make any sense. Again, maybe you'll argue. Can I say in the middle of Sukkot Zimra the bracha tefillin? Or the bracha v'asher yatzah when I go to the bathroom? The answer is yes. We don't say that since it's another bracha, it's mekalkel, don't yishtabach. So maybe this also is not mekalkel. Back I started yotzer or. Maybe it's also not mekalkel, the bracha v'yishtabach. Unless you want to say that, no, there's a sefer v'atzvillah, especially Yom Kabbalah certainly will tell you there's a sefer v'atzvillah. You can't go ahead and be ma'apet the yotzer. It's turn everything upside down. Raise me up. Is machlokes haposkim what to do? Some say you can't say it, some say you can't say it. I think the general opinion is not to say it. Once you passed, went to Bechaz Kriya Shema, you don't go back to say Yishtabach. Oh, I mentioned to you last time, the Shir HaMalos from the Makim business that the Chassidim introduced, no question about it. I'm not showing Kippah Sarsim and Chuvah. They don't do the Chiv here, do they?
No.
Why? They have some. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vagad Avraham, Tzorach Chiv, he says on this minute, Simon Nundal, he quotes it. And the Achashov explains that you can't be masik between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or. Yerushalmi says if you're masik between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or, it's an Aveira. An Aveira. Because of Yotzer Or. The problem is, what? That's called an Aveira. All the Chassidim of the world are Averas. All the Balabatim of the world who say this is very popular with Balabatim. When the Rabbi of Shul, Hashem Kippur, the verse of Hashem, said, we're not going to say, Shem Alzim, I'm not. Balabas came over to me. I said it before Davin. He started crying. How could I not say Shem Alas Melamakim? My whole life I said Shem Alas in between Yishtabach and Baruch. So, as I answered earlier, I told him the Magen Avraham. It didn't seem to help my cause. And Achashulchan already discussed, just finished this point, Achashulchan already discussed this issue. He asked the Kasha Magen Avraham, the whole Yisra Esek is only B'divrei Chol, not B'divrei Tefillah. We see according to the Rambam, he says, oh, Joshua, you have to Yishtabach. But others say, no, maybe Shira Sayyam is different. The reason why he can't be Masik, you have to Yishtabach, is only because Chazal was a say there, correct? And but Shira Sayyam is perhaps not a Hesik, but Shira Malas is like out of left field, for goodness sakes. What else should I put in there besides Shira Malas? I'll tell you what else. I would like to do some singing. Torah Hashem, Temimbo. Let's start singing Torah Hashem. You hear what I'm saying, Sammy? I should also sing Torah Shem to me, but right there. What's the problem? Litvasha, Gedolim did not do it. They didn't say it. Minigai Shir was never to sell it, not to say it. Not to say Shem Asma Mamakim. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Aratzal Gebrocha, he was in a minyan during Aser Sven Tshuva with Balabati. Who said it? Rav Moshe said it. So what is there to say? Yes, you're about to be coming. Yeah, I just have to stop here for this. Yeah.
I was going to ask about if Yeshua saying it to you, also say what it does. Or should you just not say it?
I want to tell you the following, which is Nogei Halacha Maisa to this issue also. I come to Chutz Haaretz, I don't mind the shuls, Tina, in five towns, and all kinds of places. I don't have to worry ever about Baruch Hashem Yolam Mamavim. I never get up to it. They're holding by Shmona Say when I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema. So I don't have the problem. But let's assume, like my brother Shlita, when he comes to daven these shuls, including Eretz Yisrael, he has daven the yeshiva, he starts davening 15 minutes before. That way they pass him anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. He starts davening 15 minutes before they say Baruch, he starts davening Marif. So, the answer to your question is, In general, when in Rome, you should light Roman candles, kind of Rabbi Shafine said not like that. You should daven what people do. But if no one's going to notice you, if you're davening for Yom Yedah, I do understand what you're talking about. If you're not davening for Yom Yedah, okay, maybe I'll stop. Fine. Good.